Okay, I'm starting to speak topic, which is very important for Parshas Vayera. It happens to be, it's also a sugya in Parshas Bo and in Parshas Yisro. It's really two perspectives on a comment of the Zohar. One perspective will come from Salvechik. The other perspective will come from Misfas Emes. The Rav is going to be Parshas Vayera. Misfas Emes is going to be in Parshas Bo, and we'll see the Yisro connection, Be'ezra Hashem, in a little bit. Zohar has an amazing comment. Zohar says that when Klal Yisrael was in Gullus, in many ways what was actually in Gullus was Dibor. It was a Gullus of Dibor. It was an exile of speech. And the Zohar says that this Gullus of Dibor was going to be revealed in different stages. First, there were going to be noises, and eventually the full redemption was going to come at the Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros was going to be the redeeming, in a certain sense, of speech. And that's what it's found in the Zohar. Zohar says that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to speak well, beginning of Parshas Vayera. Moshe was referring to not just a physical speech impediment, but they're saying the world of Dibor on some level, we'll elaborate what this means, is somehow in Gullus. That's why the Medrash says, and the Medrash Rabbah in Dvar, the Fas Emes points out, that in Matan Torah, the same way that the Gullus was of Dibor was fixed, Moshe at Matan Torah was able to now speak clearly. Moshe was able to speak clearly. What does this mean, there was a Gullus of Dibor? What does it mean that there's a redemption of Dibor? What exactly is this all about? So one Mahalach of Salvechik, I think this is more or less the more standard approach. But the Rav points out that before Moshe came on the scene, Klal Yisrael did not even cry out. They were slaves. They only knew their reality. They were not cognizant or aware of other possibilities. They thought that their life, a life which they were going to be tortured, was all that there really was. They weren't even aware of other possibilities. I believe that this person speaking recently, who had been like one of these North Korean labor camps. I'm talking about when you grew up in one of those camps, like not even knowing there's an alternate possibility, that's just your life and not even really crying out. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes on the scene, so it's one of the first times we start encountering that they're actually beginning to cry out a little bit. That they're actually beginning to speak, albeit it's more of a tzaka, it's more of a crying out, because they intuitively feel like something is not okay. Bnei Yisrael, in their progress, ends up eventually becoming more and more verbal. B'shalach, Az Yashir, Bnei Yisrael can really now articulate powerful speeches, and that culminates the Gullus of Dibor with the Aseres HaDibros. Points out of Salvechik, what's really going on here is something very powerful. Bnei Yisrael initially can't really speak. Even when Moshe comes on the scene, so Moshe Rabbeinu helps them open up, they're crying out for the first time. They realize that there is another potential life. They work on their ability to articulate things. But only at Matan Torah is there a real geula of Dibor. How come? Because while there was a pain of Gullus, and there was the ability of articulating the hardship of it, and while there would be the capacity to appreciate what it meant for geula, real Dibor isn't just the crying out of pain or the song of rejoicing. But real Dibor is an understanding what exactly is going on. Can I put words to it? Can I describe well the importance of the past? Can I speak about, quote, a vision of a great future? To what extent do you have the words to really articulate what all of this Gullus and all of this Geula is really all about? Only at Matan Torah was Dibor revealed yet again. Only at Matan Torah, Pshat and Zohar, were we really able to articulate things as clearly, were we really able to understand with words what the meaning of all of this was and where we're really going. So one Mahalach of Salvechik, what we're talking about as far as a Gullus of Dibor and a fixing of Dibor, is that what the Zohar refers to really, thank you, that's actually really appreciated, is a transition from silence, it's all I have, learning how to cry out, and eventually learning how to speak, and really learning how to speak even to give meaning to the words that are going to be there. That's one Mahalach in Salvechik, the Dibor of Klal Yisrael. The Sfas Emes in Parshas Bo points out something else. We're not going to say exactly what Sfas Emes did. We'll say it a little bit differently, but we'll try to build a little bit. The Baal Tanya writes in Shaar Yichud V'Emuna, this is referenced to Chor and Sfas Emes here, an amazing Torah, the Baal Shem Tov. It's in Perek Aleph in Tanya, in Shaar Yichud V'Emuna. The Baal Shem says, Le'olam Hashem, Devar Chanitza B'Shamayim, that the world is created through Asara Ma'amaros. The world is created through the Ma'amarim of Hashem. And what happens is, says the Baal HaTanya, according to the Baal Shem Tov, that the whole reason why the world continues to be sustained is only because of the continued existence and impact of those Asara Ma'amaros. If Hashem would just stop, Hashem didn't just create the world and leave. That's not what we believe. We believe Hashem created the world and continues to be involved in the world. We believe that Hashem's divorce, which initially created the world, those same Ma'amaros continue to sustain creation, continue to really be there. Those are the dibors of Hashem, which continue to be there. What does it mean that there's a little bit of a gullus of dibor? What does the Zohar mean as a gullus of dibor? Shahiri means something else. There are two ways to look at existence, part of the Baal Tanya. One is to look at physical creations and to view them as purely physical. The other is to realize that behind that physical creation are the Asara Ma'amaros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. The Asara Ma'amaros that Hashem, that were there, that really gave, in a certain sense, the world its power and its life. Real tzaddikim can look at the world and they can see the Asara Ma'amaros. I think they say the mice, even the Baal Tanya, at the end of his life said, when he's there on his deathbed, when the beam over his head, he didn't even see the beam, he saw the osios of Korah. So the osios, because what's really tzaddikim can see is what's behind the physical objects. They can see the spiritual growth, the Ribono Shel Olam desire for it to be there, the original Asara Ma'amaros, when it's there. What does it mean that Gullus is in Dibor? What does it mean that Dibor is in Gullus? It means that those Asara Ma'amaros, those Asara Ma'amaros are behind Nivru HaOlam, that every physical creation behind it is a Ribono Shel Olam Zamira that sustains it. When we were in Mitzrayim, so we weren't really able to see that. When we were in Mitzrayim, those Diburim of the Ribono Shel Olam on some level were a little bit hidden. We weren't really able to appreciate it. The whole world of Dibor in many ways wasn't there. How do we fix that? This is the Torah of the Chiddush Arim. Chiddush Arim says that there are Asara Ma'amaros, and there are Eser Makos, and there are Aseres HaDibros, and that's not coincidental, nor is it random. Because last year, I think at greater length, it's a little bit deeper in the world of Machshava, but somehow the Makos undo elements of the Asara Ma'amaros, and it's all really brought back, through the Aseres HaDibros. That's, we're not getting into now, but it's a Chiddush Arim Torah. In many ways, one way of looking at it, at least based on the Sfas Emes, what's happening is as follows. The world's created with Asara Ma'amaros, but Gullus is in Dibor, but the Dibor is in Gullus. We don't see it. We see a purely physical world, and not that there's a Ribono Shel Olam behind it, sustaining it, involving himself in it, inspiring it. We don't see that so much. The goal of the Eser Makos, is in many ways to begin and undo a certain kind of process to get us ready for the Aseres HaDibros. What are the Aseres HaDibros? Those are Asara Ma'amaros from Ribono Shel Olam that are really abundantly clear. In Mitzrayim, it was hidden, the Ribono Shel Olam's role, his Dibor, his Amira, which was behind everything. Parshas Bo involves a lot of the Makos, Parshas Va'era, where it's about undoing things and getting things ready for the Aseres HaDibros, which are connected to the Asara Ma'amaros, which are Hashem's involvement in this world in a way that everyone could hear. It's the ultimate ke'ula. All people, even those that were deaf, were able to hear those ma'amarim, to be able to even be ro'im esakolos. It's a totally, totally different kind of a dibor, which really exists there. In that sense, it's a chazer, what we saw, and I'll give you a third insight, I believe. But one Torah, what does it mean? The Zohar says that when B'nai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, Dibor, speech, was in exile, and only in Matan Torah was speech redeemed. So if Salvechik, it's about the struggle that a person has when they're a slave, they can't even cry out. And what eventually happens? They learn how to begin to cry out, and eventually they can give speech, and their speech can even give meaning to understand what was really going on. Moshe's job was to reveal Dibor. It was to teach them again how to speak, how to make noise, and eventually how to use words to articulate what they went through and what the mission of their lives really is. For Sfas Emes, the Dibor, which is in Gullus, at least part of it, is the Dibor of Ribono Shel Olam. Yes, Asara Ma'amaros. Hashem created the world, but when you're a slave sometimes, you can't really see it. It's hard to appreciate it. What B'nai Yisrael had to go through an Eser Makos, was to be able to then get ready for an Aseres HaDibros, to have a redeeming of speech, to hear the Ribono Shel Olam again, to see the Ribono Shel Olam again in existence that had been hidden. I believe that there are those who point out in the element of the Tzioni world, Rav Dov Zinger from Mekor Chaim, I think, has a Torah about this a little bit. Rav Yisur Shapira from Ramat Gan, who's one of the real giants in that Tzibur, also in the world of Chassidus. I believe they point out a couple additional things. Some of this, I'm sure, is an earlier Sfarim. They do so in very powerful ways. It's not coincidental that if Dibor is in Galus and Geula comes through Dibor, so on the one hand, we know that Mikdash is destroyed, Mikdash Sheni, through Sinas Chinam. Through Sinas Chinam. What is Sinas Chinam? Sinas Chinam, Chavetz Chaim writes, is really what Lashon Hara is all about. Sinas Chinam is Lashon Hara, it's bad speech. Speaking about others in a negative way. What causes Gullus also is a weakness in Dibor. And what's going to eventually get us out, Yibana HaMikdash, Bigmatria, Avas Chinam, what's going to get us out, if bad speech got us into that place, so good speech is going to get us out. Same thing that in Mitzrayim, Dibor wasn't Gullus. People weren't either, they didn't know how to speak. Or, the Dibor, their bone shalom was hidden. So our Gullus is also a Gullus of Dibor, but a different kind of Gullus of Dibor. Not seeing Ribono Sholam, and it's not about our own ability to cry out, but it's about the Dibor we have one to another. The Dibor we have between people. And the way that we're going to eventually be able to experience a Geula is when we learn how to speak to each other in proper ways. We learn how to not speak with Lashon Hara of Sinas Chinam, but to be able to speak with the Avas Chinam, to speak in a respectful way, to speak in a nice way. And if we're able to do that, be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, which bizocha to a Geula. So Zohar, Dibors and Gullus, three perspectives. Salvechik, Sfas Emes, and the last one, as far as what kind of Dibor will two folks in Mitzrayim, our ability to articulate, seeing Hashem's Dibors that were there, culminating in Aseres Dibros. And now for our own Gullus, so a little bit of a Gullus of Dibor, and hopefully being able to rectify that through an Avas Chinam that can be very powerful. Have a wonderful rest of your night.